Students returned to classes at the University of Arkansas on Monday. Those working on degrees in the Fay Jones School of Architecture spend plenty of time inside Volwalker Hall on the university campus. This fall, architecture students will be able to work in a renovated Volwalker Hall. On this past Monday, some of the finishing touches were still being attended to inside the building. The formal dedication of the renovation and addition is scheduled for mid-September, but this week, Mark Boyer, the department head of landscape architecture and the interim associate dean of the School of Architecture, offered a tour of a stunning new piece of Volwalker Hall.
This is the top of the new Stephen L. Anderson Design Center.
This section of the roof offers a western view of the campus and the mountains beyond. Bright orange tables sit on one side of the terrace. Offices border the roof space, and between the tables and the wall are lush beds of grasses and plants, a swath of garden that creates a green roof, one of the first in the region.
It's not new technology in the sense that in Europe they've been doing green roofs on buildings since the, well, actually since ancient times, but in a more modern sense, they've been doing them since the early 70s as an actual technique for green and mitigation for the building footprint on the landscape.
A green roof can provide aesthetic value. A garden is more pleasing to almost everybody than an industrial landscape. But Mark Boyer says beyond the visual advantages, a properly constructed green roof can make better building sense.
It actually insulates the building, and so interior temperatures of the building are cooler, and therefore you run the air conditioner less or less frequently in the summer. They keep it warmer in the winter, so you have less heating load that's required on the building. They actually are cooler than our other roof materials. We can be looking at 50 to 90 degree differential between a typical roof and a green roof.
That can be especially important in dense urban areas where a heat island effect can develop. Mark says some cities have explored the possible cumulative effects of green roof technology.
The former mayor of Chicago, Mayor Daley, found out about that particular aspect of the green roofs and found through some studies that if the city of Chicago were to be able to lower their ambient air temperature by 1 degree, they'd save $150 million a year on utilities. And so he started a grant program to give away money for people to put green roofs on buildings, you know, and he gave away $54,000 grants a year, you know, and I thought, that's a pretty smart man, because even if he did that for 10 years, he'd be giving out about $2 million, but with the potential to reap $150 million every year from then on.
Green roofs can also help mitigate problems associated with stormwater. Most roofs are built with impervious materials, and almost all water that falls onto a roof quickly falls off, sometimes creating situations that tax storm sewers or can be responsible for flash flooding. Mark Boyer says depending on particular factors involved in the green roof construction and the timing and circumstances surrounding the rainfall, green roofs can absorb as much as 100% of the rain.
It'll all be utilized by the plants and evapotranspirated back up into the atmosphere. In heavier rains or when it's already water-soaked, there's still a delay in the timing, which is important for our urban systems, for our streams, so that they don't get flash floods. That's when the most damage happens in a stream corridor. But they also reduce the amount of water that's actually going to run off, because some of it does get stored and some of it does get transpired back up into the atmosphere by the plants.
The green roof on top of the addition to Volwalker Hall was created as part of a large building project. Not all existing roofs are ideal for being retrofitted for a green roof. There are, of course, weight considerations. Boyer advises having a structural engineer examine any roof before adding a green element to that building's profile. He says there is a wide range of possible green roofs, those that require several inches of soil to smaller varieties that need much less soil, so they weigh less. And yes, there are also visual advantages, advantages that have some science to back up their merit.
People have a strong desire to have a view of a green roof rather than a traditional roof. So in areas where there's high density housing, if an apartment looks out onto a green roof, they can actually get more for the value of that apartment or that condominium than one that doesn't. So there is a value, there is an aesthetic benefit. And then we've also found in landscape architecture, through some studies relative to hospitals and healing, that patients who have rooms that look out onto landscapes rather than buildings or rooftops actually heal faster than patients that don't. And so these offices that are along this green roof, they actually have the opportunity to look out. So these are probably going to be our award-winning faculty because they're going to be so much more calm and so much more prepared to go into the classroom.
Whether or not green roofs actually can translate into academic awards might be waiting for confirmation, but there is no denying the space on top of the addition to Vol Walker is pleasing. But green roofs have not caught on yet in the United States like they have in many other countries, especially in Europe. And there may be a number of reasons for that. A building like Vol Walker Hall on a college campus is constructed for decades of use, unlike most homes. So the cost of creating a green roof on a residential space might be difficult to recoup before the average American homeowner decides to pull up stakes and look for a new home. But Mark Boyer says he wants to study more about the perceptions when it comes to green roofs.
Why it is that more people kind of have this negative tendency towards green roofs in a residential situation. And my speculation is that one, it's a maintenance issue, that they don't know how to maintain it. They don't want to have to maintain it. There's a danger of being up on the roof maintaining vegetation. I think there might be an aesthetic issue because, you know, a green roof is going to go through a cycle where sometimes it's going to look really good and sometimes it's not going to look as good. And so I think some people would recoil at the aesthetic at certain times of the year because of that. And I think the fear of leaking, there's a stigma attached to green roofs because of some of the old earth structures that were done in the 70s that leaked and were a problem. We've got that technology solved and that issue taken care of.
For now, faculty and staff will be able to examine the newly created green roof on Vol Walker Hall. And Mark says students will be able to take advantage this fall as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a teachable place for everybody, I think, all three disciplines. Because, you know, we joked about how these faculty members are going to be the ones winning the awards because their association with the green roof. But the interior design aspect of an association with a green roof could be an interesting piece that they could incorporate into their curriculum. Certainly the building architects will have opportunity out here, and the landscape architecture department very obviously will be using this as case study, as example, and as a way to help our students understand this new technology in the area.
Mark Boyer is the Department Head of Landscape Architecture and the Interim Associate Dean of the Fay Jones School of Architecture at the University of Arkansas. I talked to him earlier this week on top of Vol Walker Hall.